Father, I just pray the Holy Spirit gives me the right words and everybody here the right ears to hear. Yeah. Lord, may what I have to say is something that they can carry home with them, to make them think a little bit more, to focus on you, Lord. That's what it's all about. We thank you for Jesus. Oh, how we are glad we know Jesus. I'm so thankful that I don't have to kill an animal, but I can look to the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who died for me, who showed me his love in his blood. Lord, we can't be thankful enough. And I pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
I had a lot of fun though. I don't want this.
No, it's all.
Don't need
it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think this thing is working. I was just wondering. I had a lot of fun putting this together, and I had 2 weeks to think about it. And last week I was ready to go, and so now my notes are really messed up because I got a lot of other thoughts in there. And here it is, 15 after, and I will try not to bend your ear too long. I'm not a long-winded person. My glasses. Here's what inspired me. In my morning devotionals, I read this. In a world of relenting change. I am the one who never changes. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Find me and you find stability for which you have always yearned. I created a beautiful, orderly world, one that reflects my perfection. Now, however, the world is under bondage of sin and evil. Every person on the planet faces the gaping jaws of uncertainty. The only antidote to this poisonous threat is drawing closer to me. In my presence, you can face uncertainty with perfect peace. I started thinking about that. Change. Change. At my age, I've seen a lot of change. And I've been kind of in a reminiscent mood, a nostalgic mood lately. I've been staying up late at night and going through the old family albums. And I look at those pictures of days gone by. And I see my children, beautiful children, that do exist now, but now in a different form. In a very different form. And I keep going through that family album, and I see all those that are missing. And I yearn to see them again. Things have changed. Tremendously changed. All change is not bad, but I'm a person that's always feared crowds and overpopulation. It's one reason I moved here. I had a very lucrative job down in California at Fullerton College. And I moved to this little bitty school, Gilchrist. That was 51 years ago. And at that time I thought, well, changes won't take place here for a long time. I won't see houses popping up all over the place. I can still look out my window and see a meadow and see wildlife. And that's been a true factor. I don't like change. And but I've seen a lot of it. I've seen a lot of it. And, of course, the changes we've all seen in our lives. This church has changed overnight. The two people I love gone. The world has changed basically overnight with this COVID thing. And it's been very, very difficult. And maybe if you let me reminisce a little bit, some of the changes I've seen. First of all, When I was a boy and growing up, I spent a lot of my summers on my grandpa's farm in southern Illinois. And now, believe it or not, my grandfather never drove. He rode horses. Just loved to ride on his buckboard to town, the little bitty town of Woodlawn. They did not have plumbing, outdoor toilet. We had a cistern that was filled with rainwater. You let the rain go crazy, and when you thought the roof was clean, then you turned on and you filled up that cistern. And then there was a big bucket on a sink with a ladle, and everybody drunk out of it, you know. And think about all the diseases and things they have nowadays. Everything was done by horsepower. And that persisted until I was in my teens. And I loved that farm. It didn't change. Big log barn, I thought would last forever. It's gone now. Disintegrated. The farm was the place of the family reunions. The whole family came together there. It was tradition to have homemade ice cream. And me and my cousins would line up and we'd crank till our arms would fall off. And then the next person would get in line and crank. And the truth, I can't remember when they didn't have electricity. But I guess I was about 5 or 6 years old before they even had electricity out on that old farm. Look at the world today and the world that was back then. What a change. That farm wasn't much different from Christ's time. That farm was, it was like old McDonald's farm. It was self-sufficient. It had hens and chickens and cows. They grew everything that they needed. Not much they needed from the outside world. Not at all. I actually grew up in Buena Park, California, where you know that, where Disneyland, not Disneyland, but Knott's Berry Farm is. When I grew up there, when I was a boy, Knott's Berry Farm was a berry farm. I don't know, how many people have been there? Anybody? Yeah, okay, more than I thought. Yeah, it's a big Disneyland place now. And talking about Disneyland, I was in junior high when Disneyland came out. And we all wondered, what in the world is that big theme park doing in the middle of nowhere? They tore out the orange groves and put Disneyland. I was in junior high when the first freeway came out. I remember playing in the great big drainage things that they put under those freeways. Absolutely amazing. We go down there now south, and it's a metropolis. And the traffic is gorging. When I was in high school, and I don't know if this is a Christian thing or not, but we used to drag race on the freeway. Late at night, there wasn't a car. You could set up a tent on I-5 and camp there if you wanted. And us teenagers would get out there and roll off our cars. And maybe some of you remember some of this. That was the era of the big engines and stuff. My dad had a Plymouth Fury with a Golden Command engine with ram injection. And holy moly, that car jump off the road. Irvine Ranch. It's a town now. When I was a boy, even in high school, Irvine Ranch was a ranch. And we used to go out there quite often. We'd ride our bikes to the ocean, to the beach. And we'd go through farmland after farmland after farmland. Not anymore. It's kind of scary. Every winter we spend our winter down in San Juan Capistrano. Unbelievable climate like San Diego, it's just almost the same all year round. And the ground is fertile. It was beautiful farm air. They could grow anything there all year long. Now it's all pavement, roads, and houses. To me, that's scary. That's change that I don't like to see. Okay, we spent 51 years here in Central Oregon. What changes do you think we've seen?
Probably nothing.
We used to drive from Gilchrist to Bend, and maybe past 10 cars. Now it's a steady stream. Steady stream. And this time of year, you didn't count deer, you'd count the herds of deer you saw out in those big meadows out here. And I'm not exaggerating. Herds of 20 to 100. Change. Change that I've seen in my lifetime. And it's happened so fast. People were in the last days. And I'd like to point this out a little bit. I think you will. Well, I got the population. World population here, 7,874,965,000. 825 people on this planet right now, and I'm sure they've missed a lot of them. That's just a census. Incredible number. And when you see change, I wrote down here, the faster it changes, the faster it changes. And you probably overheard this analogy. If I gave you a penny today and promised I'd double it for the month, or I'd give you $1 million cash right now, what would you rather have?
Take a
penny. Yeah, you figured that out. You tell a child that, you go, oh, I'll take the money and run. But what a big deal. One penny today, I'll be 2 pennies tomorrow. 4 pennies. 8 pennies. 16 pennies. Whoa! That doesn't sound like anything. But what you get at the end of 30 days would be 5,368,709.12. If it was a month of 31 days, you would get 10,737,418.23. You see, it starts slow. And like population, they call it a bomb now. The world can't keep going the way it's going. It just can't. I mean, the scientists, economists, the Christian world, they all say it can't go on like this. We talk about our environmental problems and the pollution and acid rain and global warming and all that. What's the real problem? You never hear them talk about it. The real problem is there's too many of us. It can't go on. The Lord says, well, he comes quickly. And this is the time that it's going to happen quickly. Like I say, the more something changes, the faster it changes. It starts a little like that penny. In no time at all, it's a bomb. It's a bomb. But thanks be to the Lord. I am the same today as I was yesterday, today, and forever. That's in Hebrew 13:8, if you want to check it out. In Malachi 3:6, it says, I change not. I, the Lord, change not. One thing I didn't mention about change in our own bodies. I don't even like to look in the mirror anymore. Who is that old man looking at me? He's changed. I go to pick up something and I never noticed it being that heavy before. Something's changed. Another change I hate, inflation. When I was a kid drag racing on the roads, gas was about 21 cents a gallon. Bought a new pickup in the 1970s. I think it cost me $4,000. You go to price a new pickup today? Inflation. The money I've saved from way gone by, years gone by, hasn't, in fact, diminished so much. I can't even believe it. But God does not change. His promises don't change. He's the same today, tomorrow, and forever. In Psalms 4:6, Psalms 46, says, even though the earth changes, we do not fear, for you are with us. In John 16:33, you will have trouble in this world, but I have overcome the world. That's our promise. And one of the greatest promises of all, in 1 Corinthians 15:51, talking about change, says we'll all be changed in the twinkling of an eye. The change that we're looking for forever. We don't have to live in this degenerate state that we're in. We will be changed. We will be changed. And that's the one change that we're looking forward to. And after that, we don't change. We stay perfect forever. Mark, I know you have a comment back there, but I probably can't hear it.
Well, my mom used to say back in the 60s, 25 cents movies, everything is 25 cents back in the days. Now look it. You're talking about change?
Yeah. Things have changed.
Yeah.
Things have changed. And like I said, I really don't like that change. People, you got to remember, we are in the last days. Things are going to change, and they're going to change fast. And we can see it. How fast did things change in this world since COVID-19? Fast. And the faster it changes, the faster it changes. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, with all the changes that we've seen in our lives, some good and most bad, the change of a perfect planet to a sinful planet, all creation has changed. And Lord, we look forward to when you will restore everything to its perfect state. And Father, we're wondering how we can be perfect ourselves. And just but the fact that we're wondering, we're on the right road, Lord. We look to you for that perfection. How can we keep those commandments? Look to God. Desire them in our hearts, and it'll come. And one day we'll be completely changed into perfect beings in a perfect environment that will not change. Because you do not change. Your word doesn't change. You are the same today as yesterday and forever. Thank you, Lord, that you loved us enough to die for us. and give us that great hope and tell us that, yes, you can change things back to the way it was. We don't have to be frustrated. We don't have to be anxious about what's happening in the world, what's happening to us. We can look to you and your perfection. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And in your name we pray. Amen. I know I went in the right